The Origin of Species, Chapter 1, Charles Darwin. Chapter 1, Variation Under Domestication. The great power of this principle of selection is not hypothetical. It is certain that several of our eminent breeders have, even within a single lifetime, modified to a large extent some breeds of cattle and sheep. In order fully to realize what they have done, it is almost necessary to read several of the many treatises devoted to this subject, and to inspect the animals. Breeders habitually speak of an animal's organization as something quite plastic, which they can model almost as they please. If I had space, I could quote numerous passages to this effect from highly competent authorities. Youatt, who is probably better acquainted with the works of agriculturalists than almost any other individual, and who was himself a very good judge of an animal, speaks of the principle of selection as that which enables the agriculturist not only to modify the character of his flock, but to change it altogether. It is the magician's wand, by means of which he may summon into life whatever form and mold he pleases. Lord Somerville, speaking of what breeders have done for sheep, says, "It was seen as if they had chalked out upon a wall a form perfect in itself, and then had given it existence." That most skillful breeder, Sir John Sebright, used to say, with respect to pigeons, that he would produce any given feather in 3 years, but it would take him 6 years to obtain head and beak. In Saxony, the importance of the principle of selection in regard to merino sheep is so fully recognized that men follow it as a trade. The sheep are placed on a table and are studied like a picture by a connoisseur. This is done 3 times at intervals of months, and the sheep are each time marked and classed, so that the very best may ultimately be selected for breeding.